Hello, H. Morgan here with Monitor 67. That's to differentiate it from 68, which we ain't done yet. In 4 minutes, we'll be talking about an adventure on a sailboat with Hugh Downs. First, a tip about the coming Christmas shopping adventure. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Design.
5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, this is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps break up stomach gas, too. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Hugh Downs of NBC's Today Show and of Concentration grew up in Ohio, 1,500 miles from the nearest seacoast. In June of 1965, he hung up his microphone and he set sail for Tahiti in a 65-foot sailboat. And now he has set down his experiences of that three-month odyssey in a new book called A Shoal of Stars, which is why we're sort of turning the tables on him and interviewing the man who's usually doing the interviewing himself. Welcome to Monitor, Hugh Downs.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
They say that a man climbs a mountain because it's there. Why does a man sail a boat to Tahiti?
Maybe because he was born in Ohio. Maybe partly because it's there, but I just always liked sailing, and the challenge was to do it yourself was something that kind of ate at me, and I figured if I had the opportunity and blew it, I'd be a bitter old man years hence. where if I didn't have the opportunity, I wouldn't be bitter. Or if I did it, I wouldn't. So I'm not bitter.
But it had to be done.
I felt it had to.
Yeah. Now, you took seven people. How did you decide who was going to go?
You know, you want to be careful. As you well may guess, if you're going to be closeted with seven people for 3 months plus, knowing that to walk out on would be literal suicide because you can't step overboard. I did exercise caution. One of them, I wanted my son to be able to go along, and I wanted a professional cook. And the rest of the crew was Corinthian, and nobody had ever crossed an ocean before. But on talking to them and deciding on the basis of personality, we had a group that got along together and remained intact all the way to Tahiti, which I'm told is rare. Sometimes they disperse at Panama.
Oh, they've had it.
Never speaking to each other again.
You said it's difficult to step overboard. You were swept overboard, weren't you?
I did. In a rough part of the passage in the Caribbean, just north of Panama, I lost the whole ship, and I thought I was a goner. Because it was a night, and usually you don't make it at night. But I had bad luck suddenly in being swept overboard, and good luck in the things that happened right after that. Bob Dixon was at the wheel, and he's a good helmsman. He saw me go in the kind of dim spreader lights, and he put the ship up into the wind right away, which not only slowed her, but put me on the leeward side.
In the lee of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and as soon as I was able to make my way toward the ship, because she was moving, making a little leeway, and also drifting past, but not too fast now. When she rolled a second time, I reached up and got hold of the base of a stanchion, and then they got a hold of me and pulled me in. And one of the embarrassing things about my going overboard was I was so full of preachments to all of the ship's company about the importance of staying with the ship, and then I'm the one that went overboard. So it was a kind of an embarrassing experience.
What would you say was the highlight of the trip?
I think the visit to the Galapagos Islands, which is like the end of the world. They belong to Ecuador and are about 700 miles west of South America. When you get out of the canal, you usually stop there on your way west before that long reach across the Pacific. And that's where those giant tortoises are, you know, and the Darwin finches and so forth. And some of the islands are uninhabited. And the highlight really was, it sounds dramatic, but we really stumbled onto two castaway Ecuadorian men who had been 2 months on this uninhabited island. Fortunately, there was fresh water. They were down to 6 rounds of ammunition and trying to devise a trap for the wild goats there. And they had about had it, and we saved them.
So, what have they been eating?
They had been eating goats and some fish. They weren't able to fish too well, though, because they didn't have a good vantage point, didn't have the right equipment. They had been left there by a salt company that went defunct and went into the hands of receivers, and the family that owned it died, and the bank didn't know that anybody had been posted there as watchmen. And these poor guys were there, and if the ship didn't stop by, which we did, they might have died after a short while. So I felt really like I'd done my good deed.
Well, what did you do? Did you turn around and take them back to...
No, I had arranged to have the Darwin Station boat, the Beagle, come to Punta Espinosa to pick up Forrest Nelson, who was a man who lives in the islands, rather than go back to his home at Academy Bay and lose 2 days. So I knew that ship was on the way. We offloaded some supplies for them, a bunch of food and cigarettes and stuff, and assured them that in 2 days the Beagle would be there to pick them up, which it was. I've since followed through and found out they got back to Ecuador all right.
Was the Beagle the name of Darwin's ship?
Exactly. And that's why the Beagle, that's why this ship is named the Beagle. And she's an old square rigger, too. But
I guess I am, too. One of those odd bits of information.
No, that's true. That was Darwin's.
Cheers me up, no end. We've been talking with, surprise, Hugh Downs, TV performer, and many other kinds of things, all of them of high quality, now launched as an author with his new book, A Shoal of Stars. My pleasure, Hugh.
Thank you, Henry.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer. Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter.
This is Monitor 67, the time, 18 minutes after the hour. In just a few minutes more, Joe Garagiola will be along to talk about how George Hollis, boss of the Chicago Bears football team, deals with the occasional friction that arises between the players and the management. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon. ¶¶ Here's a gift reminder. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. As noted, Joe Garagiola coming up shortly, but first some Monitor music. Wealthy Steve Lawrence with a new one, I've Gotta Be Me. Garagiola, a look at some of the personnel problems of the Chicago Bears football team and how they were solved. Brought to you by Associates Finance Company.
See, do you hear bells these days? Jangle bells?
No, not jingle bells. Jangle bells. They're the kind that start jangling in the back of your head when you start to realize you've got a lot of holiday bills coming up. Well, if you're starting to worry about holiday bills, the people for you to see are the associates. Nice people with money to loan you for any good purpose. And what purpose could be better than buying those gifts for your family? If you need money for the holidays, why not see the associates right now? Chances are they can loan you the money you need, and then you'll have only one regular monthly bill to pay, to the associates. Associates Finance Company offices are now open Saturday mornings through December 16th. They're in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you for the holidays. Sometimes people get the idea that a professional sports team is just one big happy family. And other times people get the idea that teams are made up of guys who talk to each other only when they have to. Well, neither one is really accurate. Athletes, like every other working man, have their moments when they're not too happy with some of the people they work with or some of the people they work for. The difference is that when it happens to an athlete, more people find out about it. When prominent people have a disagreement, a lot of people hear about it. But somehow, when that disagreement is finally patched up, then you don't get the same kind of attention. And the current expert on that is George Halas, the coach of the Chicago Bears. Last summer when the Bears went to camp, their big defensive end, Ed Obradovich, didn't report. And Coach Halas announced that he was going to fine Obradovich $100 a day for every day he didn't show up. The standoff got to be pretty exciting. It also got to be pretty expensive for Ed. By the time the two men finally sat down and straightened out their differences, the sum had reached $1,600. But Obradovich wasn't the only problem. And Dick Gordon had not only played out his option and left the team, he'd also been quoted as having made some statements that really annoyed Hallis. The year before, Gordon had caught 15 passes. After leaving the Bears, Gordon was quoted as saying that the Bears weren't throwing to him, so that he wouldn't be able to ask for more money. Today, Obradovich and Gordon are not only playing for the Bears, they're making Chicago fans smile. And what's even more amazing, they're making George Hallis smile. When the Bears' defensive team comes off the field, they get a big cheer, and it's generally agreed that Obradovich is the biggest reason. But Ed has another move that gets him that kind of applause, all for himself. When the Bears' offensive team is in a situation where it's third down and short yardage, Obradovich comes lumbering off the bench to play tight end. He likes the assignment, Hallis likes it, and the fans love it. When you ask Hallis about his problems with Obradovich last summer, all he says is, "We simply got together with Ed, and finally were able to convince him that he was a victim of bad advice. Now he knows that, and his spirit is excellent, and he's playing the great football that he's capable of." The Gordon situation wasn't solved that easily. The Bears ignored him after his option was played out, and so did all the other clubs. And then one day a visitor came to the Bears' camp to see Hallis. It was Dick Gordon's father. And just what was said when father met coach will probably never be known. Hallis says, "It was a fine talk, and he's a fine gentleman. We managed to iron out everything to everyone's satisfaction. Dick's attitude has changed, and he's become a fine player." The old Papa Bear isn't going to get much of an argument on that from Bears fans, particularly the ones who watched Dick last Sunday against the St. Louis Cardinals. He caught two touchdown passes, one good for 67 yards, and the other one good for 93 yards. This really hasn't been what you'd call an outstanding year for the Bears, but it could have been a lot worse. If it wasn't for the fact that when the heads got hard, there was time out for a couple of talks. I wish all the world's problems could be solved that easily and also had the same kind of happy endings. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Dodge. The latest figures show Dodge Charger sales up more than 500% over last year. And if you've seen the new Charger, you know why. Charger is the most exciting new shape on the road this year. With aerodynamic styling, you just can't miss. Plus, such standard features as a big V8 engine, bucket seats, and disappearing headlights. Make this the year you drive the car of the year. See the 68 Charger at your Dodge dealers today. But hurry, Charger doesn't stay in the showroom very long.
Joe Garagiola's lively, informal sports coverage is heard every weekend on Monitor, and weekdays over most of these NBC stations. Up, Up and Away by Peter Nero. At no time do his fingers ever leave his hands. This is Monitor covering the country coast to coast in Boston, Massachusetts. Friends hear us on WCOP. We step aside for a word from all our NBC affiliates, then we'll be back. This is H. Morgan.
This is Kyle Roth. I'll have a complete sports roundup on News of the World, weeknights with Bill Ryan, here on NBC Radio. The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
This is Monitor 67 with H. Morgan, one of the best radio performers in the low-priced field. Let's start off this half hour with Perry Como, one of the best performers in the high-priced field. The song, You Made It That Way.
You made it that way.
Summer, a hummingbird hummer, every day was a slumber in the shade. It was a tale-telling whopper, banana split topper, a tall, cool glass of lemonade. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way. Sweet love made it that way.
It was a lot of water splashing, a fall down kind of laughing, good old times rehashing afternoon. It was a backyard barbecue, a hammock swinging moon, meet the summer's watermelon moon. You made it that way. It was the game of hide and seek to kick the can. It was alley up and free every time for you and me. Cause hiding was the best part of the game. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
For that lady on your list, remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Monitors ring around the world. Another in a series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by VM, the voice of music. Makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and hi-fi components. In 1 minute, a report on Britain 1 week after the pound sterling devaluation and its prospects for the future. First, this.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
I tried very hard to remember that name, Mother, but I have a terrible memory.
Eat fish, dear. It's brain food.
They make these marvelous stereo consoles all with hand-rubbed finishes.
You could eat peanuts. Now, elephants never forget.
Every model has a certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association, and nobody has a more dependable record changer.
Now, come kumquats are repeated
as such terrific values, and I couldn't remember what to ask for.
Or self-hypnosis.
That's what worked.
You're kidding. Come on, remember it for me.
VM, the voice of music.
You're cured.
Now, the only problem is I can't seem to remember your name, Mother.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
In the week that has passed since Britain devalued the pound, Englishmen have been preoccupied, quite naturally, with what it will mean to their lives. They have been told by their prime minister and other officials that at first it will mean higher prices and some unemployment, but that devaluation offers a challenge and a hope for the future. When, as is hoped, Britain can sell more goods abroad at new, low, devalued prices, prosperity should finally turn the corner. Next summer, the country should start breaking even, earning as much from exports as it spends on imports. And then, in 1969, trade should show a surplus. Many people don't want to wait that long. Applications for emigration to Australia, Canada, and South Africa have sharply increased. 70,000 Britons have moved to Australia each year for the past 3 years. If the trend of the past few days since devaluation continues, that total will be 50% higher this year. Many of the people who are choosing to leave Britain do not have faith in the chances of the devaluation producing long-delayed prosperity. Many people who are staying here have doubts, too. A great many people one meets in London say, in one way or another, that they think the country is going down the drain. Those are the words many use. The government, however, is determined that devaluation will once and for all put the country on a sound economic footing. Prime Minister Harold Wilson has urged people to dig in and work hard. And it is, after all, not the price of the pound, but the efficiency and the productivity of British factories which will determine the success or failure of devaluation. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by State Farm.
This is Al Cobb for State Farm Mutual. Do you realize that people under 25 have taken over the growing of 90% of all the hair in the United States? And they're taking over on our highways, too, so it's time for the rest of us to start a mass takeover of our own. If we haven't already, we'd better take our cars over to the nearest State Farm agent and get them protected by the biggest car insurance company on the road.
This is Monitor 67. Blank minutes before the hour. Ahead, an interview with a 10-pin tycoon, so don't go away. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hamptons, the RCA specialist with stores in New York, New Jersey, and Long Island, now offer you an extra $10 off on an RCA color set at Hamptons. Just mention Monitor at Hamptons.
This is Monitor 67. I'm your host, H. Morgan, with this reminder. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Skitch Henderson, his orchestra, his chorus, Strangers.
Thank you.
Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Another Saturday with nothing interesting to do. Today, why not take in a good gas station? Come to Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit. Now, my manager music.
A new one by Al Martino, A Voice in the Choir.
The voice in the choir.
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters. Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Free at your druggist's. In a moment, a lot more than pin money in 10 pins. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of Better Idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 1968,
Mercury fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when you don't have to apologize for smoking in your new Mercury, because you got it with Comfort Stream ventilation that changes the air every 90 seconds.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when you can turn your Mercury Brougham's individually adjustable lounge seat into a full-width front seat just because you want to sit close to somebody.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch. Is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got that fine car touch.
Get it at your Mercury dealer now.
You could say that the School of Hard Knocks has a lesson to teach young Glenn Smolcom, who is spending $200,000 a year sponsoring professional bowlers. But for one thing, the California real estate man has already learned the lesson. At 27, he's a self-made millionaire. Glenn Smolcom explains the finesse of money-making as a pro bowling sponsor to Monitor's Sam Levine.
Glenn, why do you sponsor star bowlers?
Well, Sam, you know, I think there's really more than one reason. This question has probably been asked to me by a couple hundred people in the last couple of years. But as I can remember, back in late 63... I had met Harry Smith out in Las Vegas just after he won the Las Vegas Open. And Harry knew that I was working in real estate and real estate investment at that time, and he was wondering how he could get into this field. And I told him it would take an investment of a considerable amount of money, and he said that if he had a sponsor, that he would be able to do this. So as time went by in the next few months, Harry and I worked out a situation where I sponsored him on the tour and then put his money to work for him in real estate investments and the like.
How many bowlers do you sponsor today?
Well, I have 9 bowlers on the tour today.
And who are they?
Buzz Fazio, who is a Hall of Famer, and Teddy Hoffman Jr.
When we talk about sponsoring bowlers, just how do you sponsor them? Or what do you do for them financially?
Well, what I do is I give them a guaranteed salary per year, which breaks down to a dollars per week while they're bowling. In other words, this could be a low of $250 a week to a high of $500 a week. And at the end of the year or the end of the contract period, we tabulate up whether the bowler's plus or minus is guarantee, and then there's a percentage split. And this percentage split can range any place from a low of 50-50 to a high of 70-30, and that's always in the bowler's favor.
How much does it cost you a week to sponsor, let's say, 9 men on the tour?
Well, right now it runs between $3,800 and $4,000 a week.
Well, on the Professional Bowlers Association tour, there are some 30 tournaments, so you're talking about approximately $100,000 a year. Do your bowlers earn that much money, or have they?
Yes, actually, in the last 3 years since we've been in it on a big-time scale, it has been profitable years. A lot of the money that we've been making, or that I have been making as an individual sponsor, has been reinvested into the sport. We put out brochures that cover the activities of our bowlers, plus all the shirts and the uniforms. We dress them in blazers, and they look pretty much like an Olympic team when they step out there on the lanes.
Thank you very much, Glenn Smalkum. This is Sam Levine for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV. A $100,000 car with $1 spark plugs. They're Autolite plugs, the same kind you buy. How come $1 plugs in a $100,000 car? Because there are no better plugs, not at any price. Get Autolite spark plugs for your car, whatever kind you drive.
For all the latest from the world of sports, stay with Monitor every weekend of the year. By the James Last Orchestra.
Hi, this is Perry Como. Do you know what happens when I bring together the comedy team of Ronan Martin, Jefferson Airplane, Bobby Gentry, and Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66? A lot of carryings on called the Perry Como Holiday Special. It's brought to you in love and living color by RCA Victor next Thursday night on NBC TV. That's 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time on NBC. Brought to you by RCA Victor. It's going to be a whole new thing.
You're tuned to Monitor 67. I'm your host, Henry Morgan. Have a chair. NBC News on the Hour, coming up shortly.
Key to the latest news now. It's on the air. Key to the sports and views now. From everywhere.